السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
اللہ تعالیٰ کا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور says that the people who are chosen by Allah and the prophets, the treatment of Allah Almighty is very unique and strange. They hide away from people and keep them busy in the worship of Allah Almighty. But Allah Almighty gives them the command to come out of their recluse. And the perfect example of this and the highest example that we have is to be seen in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was keeping himself busy in seclusion in the cave of Hira in the remembrance of Allah Almighty for many days on end. And he had no interest in worldly matters. Although the worldly and family responsibilities were there, and in discharge of those responsibilities, there was no one who could be similar to him. And nobody could be similar to him or parallel to him in discharge of these responsibilities. But his life, his living, his each and every a movement of him was in perfect remembrance of Allah Almighty, and to be satiated with that and to busy himself all the time in that. And when he was commanded to come out of the cave and invite the people to the worship of one and only one God, then he set up such a good example of being Da'i Allah, the preacher, caller towards Allah. Such a good example he set that there is no other parallel to him. And this beloved person of Allah Almighty, and this caller to Allah who was disrespected by his fellow beings and who was made the target of so much persecution by his opponents, he was so much lost in love of Allah Almighty and in the welfare of the humankind that he did not take care of any opposition. And each and every moment he emerged with a unique glory and outstanding distinction. And he kept himself busy in that task. And one by one, every day, he started to attract the people, and the more and more and more people started coming into his to respond to his mission. And during his lifetime, we see that the message of Islam had spread outside Arabia. And then the world is witness to the fact that in Asia, in Africa, in European countries, the Muslim states were established. And then, according to the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to the decree of Allah, the Muslims, their spiritual condition was very much degraded. And because of this decline and degradation, in some places the worldly governments were also affected, and they lost those governments. But as it is the promise of Allah Almighty that Islam is that religion which is perfect and which is for the whole of mankind. Therefore, this condition which was present at that time, that had to be improved and to become stable. And this stability was to take place through the dedicated servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Imam Mahdi, so that the religion of Islam should become dominant over all other worlds, all other religions. And such remote corners of the earth where the message had not reached, the message should also reach to those corners. Allah Almighty, in order to fulfill this mission of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to make the spread of the final religion of Islam to its perfect point, he sent Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Sahib as the Messiah and the Mahdi. And because of his utter devotion and submission to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave him the honor of a non-law-bearing prophet. If we analyze his early life, we see that we see the reflection of the early period of the life of his master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The promised Messiah had got no concern with the worldly matters, and if he had any desire or wish, and whatever hope he had, that was only this much, that I should always be busy in the worship of one and absolutely one God. Following the noble example of the Holy Prophet, his master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so much satiated with his love, and always invoking his durood and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his main desire. And with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that the condition of the Muslims, worldly and religious condition, that used to cause a lot of disturbance in him. And for that purpose, because of that, he used to cry before Allah Almighty. And in order to the passion to establish the unity of Allah in the world, and this great love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the reason that he, in order to defend the cause of Islam, while he used to study the Holy Quran very intensely and very deeply, and also he studied the books of other religions, and then he was always dedicated to establish the superiority of the Holy Quran and the superiority of Islam wherever he could find such an opportunity. And he was not at all looking for any name or fame, even in his youth. We don't see any trace of that. Even the opponents are witness to the fact, and his own followers, they are witness to this. Allah Almighty, who is the knower of the seen and the unseen, and he knew this condition, and the love of the Allah and love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the promised Messiah had, and the love of for this religion, and his this intense love and spirit of dedication for Islam, he was fully aware of that. And he was the one who asked him to come out of the seclusion of anonymity. And do not only work hard, work to change the situation of the people around him, a few people, and just by praising, this job will not be finished, but rather you should make the announce very clearly that the Messiah and the Mahdi who had to come has actually come. And with the knowledge from Allah Almighty, I tell you that I am that Messiah and Mahdi who was destined to come. And the moment when he announced, then there was a huge storm of his opposition, which at one time, which created such situations in Qadian. The situation was such in Qadian that at one point he was thinking of migrating from it. And some of his devout followers and companions, they invited him to come to their places. And they took the responsibility of his protection. But by the grace of Allah, that situation was not there, and that point did not come. In 1882, when in the defense of Islam, he was writing the book Brahine Ahmadiyya, he has given him the assurance that the situations are going to turn in your favor. There is a long statement in Arabic revelation which he has mentioned in Brahine Ahmadiyya. Some part of that which he also quoted in Siraj-e-Munir, his book that I am going to present here, he says that this prophecy, a 242 page of Brahine Ahmadiyya, this prophecy is written down.
مني وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم واتلو عليهم ما أوحي إليك من ربك ولا تصعر لخلق الله ولا تسم من الناس.
The translation is this, that I am going to exalt you to myself and I will give you my love from me. And after that, this is the translation given by the promised Messiah, that after that the people, because of enmity and hatred, they will hate you. And I will; these people will certainly be turned to the love, as it is one of the signs of the Mahdi, to the promised Mahdi. And those people who are going to believe in you, they give them the glad tiding that in the sight of Allah Almighty they are well established on the footing of truth, and whatever revelation I give to you, you convey these people to them. And don't turn your face from the people, and never be tired of meeting these people. And after that, the revelation was there, وَوَسَّ مَكَانَكَ, that you expand and enlarge your dwelling. And that made it very clear that a time is going to come. There will be a lot of people who would be keen to see him. And so much so that it will not be possible for everybody to come and see you. So at that time, you should not show any anger about those people, and never be tired of meeting the people. Subhanallah, what a glorious prophecy it is. And this was given at a time when in my meeting there would be only two or three people, and they were also coming on and off. This revelation of Wasse Makanaka and this glad tiding of the people coming in large number, that was given to him at a time, as he mentioned that on and off some couple of people used to come into my company. But before that, 4 or 5 years, if we look at that time in your life, then from the worldly point of view, there was nothing in his life. So much so that all the family expenses, they were being paid by his father. And his father used to ask him to do some work. So if you don't work, then how would you be able to live on? And when you get married, then how would you be able to feed your wife and children? But he used to reply to his father very respectfully that whatever you say, I will do. But But I have already been employed in the person of the Allah, the Almighty. And I am not fond of worldly things. His father, listening to this reply, would keep quiet. But he was all the time worried about him, about his future. He didn't know that all the responsibility concerning this son, Allah Almighty, because of his love for Allah and the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Almighty has taken upon himself all the responsibility regarding this son. It's not a question of feeding, getting the food for himself and feeding his family, but a time is going to come. The people will be able to see this spectacle, that thousands of people will be having their food from his table. When the death of the father of the promised Messiah took place, that before this happened, Allah Almighty gave him this news through revelation. Then according to the human weaknesses, he was also worried about his sources of income, because some of the things were linked with the life of his father. But as soon as he thought of that, Allah Almighty immediately revealed to him, Alaysallahu bikafin abdahu, that is Allah not sufficient for his true servant? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that as soon as I got this revelation, this thought of worry that came went out of my mind, just as with the coming of the light, the darkness is dispelled. And he got a ring prepared with the revelation written on it. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Almighty, after the demise of my father, he spread I did not have any power so far as my influence and wealth was concerned. But after his demise, Allah Almighty, for the support of this this divine dispensation, Allah Almighty helped me so much, and he is continuously doing it, that the members of the Jamaat, and for the members of the Jamaat and those people who are seeking after the truth, at one time there are hundreds of people who are coming for this purpose, and thousands of rupees are being provided for the propagation of this message. So Allah Almighty, not only according to his revelation, Alaysallahu bikafin abdahu, is Allah not sufficient for his servant, he not only gave the proof of his being sufficient, but the command of wasse makanaka, that you enlarge your house, He also provided the requirements for the expansion of the house and fulfilled all the requirements. And we see the fulfillment of this revelation with a renewed glory. And this revelation did not come to him once, but several times he received it. And every time when he received this revelation, then the expansion and the various ways of its expansion went on enlarging, and he explained that in the repetition the purpose was that there will be a variety in the form of expansion, and it was his duty that he should go on trying to expand this in every way possible and leave the matter to Allah Almighty, because Allah Almighty is always true in his promises. He is going to fulfill that. And when Hadrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam received this revelation, that this was before the time of his claim of the Messiahhood, and apparently in the worldly manner he did not have anything at all, but this was the command of Allah Almighty, therefore it was essential to fulfill this command. And he considered it like that. And how did he fulfill at that time? Sahibzada Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت میاں عبداللہ سنوری صاحب, has mentioned a narration by حضرت عبداللہ سنوری صاحب, which I am going to relate here. He says that Mia Abdullah Snorri Sahib has related to me that when the Promised Messiah got this revelation of Wasse Makana Ka to expand his house, so then Hazur told me that we do not have money to expand and enlarge our houses, but in order to fulfill this command of Allah Almighty, that we can just have some small sheds by way of extension of the house. So Hazur gave me, he sent me to Amritsar to Hakim Muhammad Sharif Sahib, who was an old friend of the Promised Messiah, with 5 rupees, and he used to stay with this fellow in Amritsar, so that I should be able to contact with these people who can prepare these people and also buy some material to prepare these shed. So I went to Hakim Sahib and I brought those people and also some material, and Hazur got 3 sheds extended to his house, and they remained for a few years, and later on they were broken and destroyed. Hazrat Mia Shira Masahib says that I submit that the expansion also indicated that more and more people will be coming and the progress of Qadian will take place. And that is true. So these were the circumstances that in order to enlarge the houses, the funds were not available. And if he could afford, that was only up to the extent of having some sheds, additional, you know, shelters. And this is true that when the revelation Allah Almighty gave it to him, then he was going to create some sources as well. But according to his means and ability, it was very essential to comply with that immediately, soon after the revelation. So therefore, whatever he had, out of that, he did all the arrangements physically. But actually, this revelation was given to him repeatedly, and on several occasions he had it. And on several occasions he received this revelation. So at every moment he was filled with this conviction that now this revelation is going to be fulfilled with a renewed glory. And he mentioned regarding this one in one of his leaflet. He says that long time ago I had the revelation that Wasse Makana Ka Yatuna Min Kulli Fajjin Ameek, that you extend your house because people are going to come to you from far off places. So from Peshawar and Madras I have seen the fulfillment of this prophecy. But after that again I got this revelation, which indicates that now this revelation is going to be fulfilled in no one can stop from what he wants to do. And then in 1907, in one of the places he writes about his revelations, he says, in 1907, that Allah Almighty, referring to Allah Almighty, he said,
لَكُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَيْرُ وَنُسْرَتْ وَفَتَى إِنْشَاء اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَزَعَانَا أَنْكَ وِذْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْكَذَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعَانَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ Inni maaka zakartuka fazkurni wasse makanaka hana antoana waturfa bainan nas inni maaka ya ibrahim inni maaka wa ma ahlik innaka maaya wa ahluka inni anar rahmano fantazir kul ya khuzuka allah.
That glad tiding for you in this life and the life to come. Your end is good and goodness is there, and help of Allah Almighty is coming. We will take away the burden which has broken your back and raise your name. I am with you and I have remembered you. So you also remember me and extend your house, and the time is going to come that you are going to be helped. And your name will be pronounced with glory and fame. And O Ibrahim, I am with you, and I am with you, and also with your family. And you are with me, and also your family is with me. I am Rahman. You look forward to my help, and say to your enemies that Allah Almighty is going to take revenge from you. So that is to say that sometime just before his demise, this revelation regarding his success and the expansion of the Jamaat Allah Almighty gave him this glad tiding and also asked him to wasse makana ka, to extend his house. And as I have mentioned, that when Allah Almighty gives a glad tiding to his beloved people and commands them, then also provides a means to fulfill that. And the truth of these revelations and the fulfillment of these prophecies by the help of Allah Almighty, the examples of that we are seeing every day. There was a time when by just putting up some temporary shelters, he was trying to fulfill the command of Allah Almighty. And that time also came that in his own life, in Darul Masih, and also in Qadian, he extended the building of his house. And also there was a large increase in the number of the guests coming there for their accommodation, for their food. The extended arrangements were made there, and the whole arrangement got expanded. And then in Khilafat-e-Ula and Saniya, the first and the second, and then in the houses and also in the mosques, the expansion took place. And then after partition, the situation that got worse, but in Qadian and others, but still the Darul Masih, the House of the Promised Messiah and other places, all these places, they remained into the custody and control of the Jamaat. And in 1991, when Hazrat Khalifat Masih Rabe Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he visited there, then after his tour, there was a new period, new phase started of Wasse Makana Ka, where in the houses of Ahmadis and also in Jamaat buildings, there was a large extension took place there, vast extension took place. And then in 2005, after my visit to Qadian, Allah Almighty enabled us further that in Qadian, the Jamaat buildings, they should go on expanding. And the central Jamaat buildings, and also in Australia, America, in Mauritius and Africa, they have built up their guest houses there. So far as Jamaat is concerned, the very famous, beautiful building of MTA and Nashr-e-Ishaat is there. There are big halls provided there. There is a two-story exhibition hall. A three-story library building for library is also there. There, Fazl-e Umar Press is established. Lajna Hall is there. A three-story guest house for the center is also there. The Langar Khana, the guest house of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, has been extended, and new blocks have been added to that. And in this way, by the grace of Allah, a lot of extensions and expansion has taken place. And the most important is that the extension in Masjid Aqsa has taken place. It has become three-story, and on the back the space has been provided, and the new place which has been there, 5,000 people can offer prayer at one time. And similarly, some other mosques have also been established in Qadian. It's not time enough to go into the detail of all that, and nor without actually looking that, one can see the expansion of that, and the expansion which has taken place in Qadian. These are some of the expansions which I mentioned. They have taken place during the last 3-4 years. So this is the fulfillment of the promise of Allah Almighty. And every day we see the fulfillment of these prophecies. And not only in Qadian, but actually all over the world, in Pakistan, despite the unfavorable circumstances, Allah Almighty is blessing the Jamaat for expansion. And how Allah Almighty is going to take revenge from our opponents, that is known to Allah, best known to Allah. But so far as this Wasse Makana Ka, the expansion of houses, is concerned, the fulfillment of that we are witnessing every day. And it's not a question of only Pakistan or India, but the voice which raised from Qadian, which which it was not possible to spread it only up to a few miles with our own resources, but with the help of Allah Almighty and according to His promises, that has spread all over the world. And not only the voice has reached all over the world, but also the examples of the Wasse Makana Ka, we are seeing that everywhere, every day. This mosque, Baitul Futuh, this is also a link of that expansion. There was a small mosque, Masjid Fazal, and if there were more people there, then they had to put up a marquee. And now all the people can easily sit and be accommodated in this mosque, and there are some other mosques are there. So these are all the various examples of Wasse Makana Ka, the expansion of the house. And by the grace of Allah, at this time, the true servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by giving blessing to him, Allah Almighty he is enabling us to see the fulfillment of this prophecy in every place, in the wording of the promise Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, is like this, that Allah Almighty is fulfilling that prophecy with great force and glory. And this is what He has said, that as the revelation is repeated and it comes down again and again, that refers to its fulfillment with more power and glory. And nowadays, by the grace of Allah, the mosques and the centers of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya in the whole, this is 14,715, and the number is always increasing. And when we look at our own efforts, so then this expansion and increase looks impossible. But as Allah Almighty has given this command of Wasse Makana Ka, so therefore Allah Almighty is also, He Himself is providing the means for that. In what circumstances these mosques have been built in various places and other buildings like that, there are some examples of that which I would like to present before you. First, I would like to mention about India. There, Kajan in district Kangra, there is a place in that where when the Jamaat was established, some time ago I got the news that the Jamaat has been established. Then the Muslims opposed the establishment of the mosque by the Ahmadis. And later on, Hindus also joined in opposition and they became opponent to the Jamaat. The police officer of the area, SDM is called, he was Hindu, he was a gentleman. He said that don't do any work at during daytime and do the work at night time, and I will see my own people. I will send my people, so you also add your people and do the work at night. And the mosque was complete, and they made a house room like a big hall, and it was completed. So with the help of a non-Muslim, by the grace of Allah, the job was completed. And the opposition of the Muslims, that became simply meaningless. So Allah Almighty shows His help in this very way as well. In Fatahabad, in district Haryana, there is a mosque which was built there. There is a new Jamaat established there. They say that when the Jamaat, local Jamaat, tried to build up a mosque there, then the Muslims, they strongly opposed that. And the Hindus also joined with them. And the Khudam held a meeting there, and the blood donation camp was set up, and the people were impressed by that, and they stopped opposing, and they started support of the Jamaat. But the Muslims continued to oppose. And these Hindus, they helped the Jamaat, and the mosque was complete, and the mission house is now working there. In Chennai, and then this year, Masjid Hadi has been established there. It's a two-story building, and attached to that is a residential quarters. And on the construction of this mosque, 500,000 rupees have been spent. And when I went for the visit of India, I went to Chennai and I inaugurated this mosque. And the mullahs there, they are very much flabbergasted. And they are increasing in their opposition. And recently, the incident which took place and the funeral prayer of a Muslim Ahmadi lady, which I mentioned in last week, sermon, that happened there. And the Muslims think that now they are going to capture the whole of area. But Allah Almighty has opened up the ways for Ahmadiyyat. And this incident of exhuming the dead body of an Ahmadi lady, there was a large number of civilized people from among the Muslims. They have opposed that. And there is a local TV channel. They asked our members and also the mullahs were invited, and they recorded a program of 1.5 hours, and a sort of debate was there. So this program has been recorded. It is going to be shown on TV. That is, inshallah, going to open up the ways for Ahmadiyyat. So Allah Almighty is opening up ways of the progress of the Jamaat. There is one incident from Benin, I relate. Amir Sahib says that when we started building a mosque in one area, then the mullahs of the area, those who are opposing after my last visit to Benin, they all came and started coming to this village. Wherever, in India or in African, wherever I have visited, after that the opposition has started very intensely. And so he says that they became very active in opposition and started coming to the village, and they were intimidating the new converts and pressing them to leave the faith. And many a time they asked this president and to renounce the Jamaat and don't let this mosque be built. Take money, whatever you like, but don't get this mosque be completed. But this new Ahmadi convert, he refused every time, and he says, we are going to have the mosque, do whatever you like. And this mosque will be of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. And if there is any religion to spread here, and if Islam is going to be preached in this country, that is going to be through the Jamaat Ahmadiyya. That was the reply he gave. So by the grace of Allah, the mosque was built, and despite their opposition. And then how Allah Almighty is turning these non-Ahmadis to the Ahmadiyyat. A missionary in Nigeria says that somebody saw the opening of the mosque in France, the opening mosque, and during his visit to bookstall. And if he says that if in England and in France, if the name of Islam is being raised like that, and that is through the Jamaat, then it is not impossible that from Jerusalem and other places, the names of Islam is going to be raised through the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. It is not impossible. And from Ivory Coast, one incident is there, that in one place, after the opening of the mosque, people started paying attention to Islam. A professor of a college, he came to the mission and he purchased some literature, and after reading he came back again. That before reading it, he said, I performed the istikhara, that there are so many denominations in Islam, what is the right one? Allah Almighty should guide me. And I was told in my dream that this is the Jamaat, you have to look at that. And when I have seen that and I have studied the book, Allah Almighty has guided me now. And then he, by the grace of Allah, accepted Ahmadiyyat. So as I said, that this revelation of the promised Messiah, Allah Salatu Wasalam, I have just given you some example. There are so many such examples. This revelation of the promised Messiah, Allah Salatu Wasalam, Wasse Makana Ka, that is regarding the expansion of the Jamaat. Along with that, it is also, it has gone out of the boundaries of Qadian. It is actually becoming a sign of the expansion of the truth of the Jamaat, through its expansion. And as Allah Almighty is expanding the scope of tabligh for the Jamaat, and along with that, the accommodation and the buildings are also going to increase, and there is increase, constant increase to be seen. regarding Tabligh. MT has opened new doors of Tabligh, and along with that, as I said earlier on, that the opposition is also going becoming strong. But this is also one way of fulfilling the promises of Allah Almighty, that where the Jamaat and the members of the Jamaat are going to suffer from some losses and damages, Allah Almighty gives more than that to the members of the Jamaat, and also new ways of the progress and expansion of Jamaat are being opened. If some house has been put on fire, then Allah Almighty gave him much better and much bigger house. If the shop was burnt, then instead of one shop, he was given the two shops. If the business was suffered damage, and Allah Almighty provided them much bigger business, those people who were steadfast, and if one mosque was sealed in Pakistan, then Allah Almighty gave instead 10 or 20 mosques. So this is the treatment of Allah Almighty which we see everywhere. But along with that, this is also our responsibility, that we should always be submitting to Allah Almighty, we should be turning to Allah Almighty, and we should become His true servant. Allah Almighty, who is giving us blessings and continues to bless us, we should be grateful to Allah Almighty. When Allah Almighty says, "Innaka ma'i wa ma'alika," that you are with me, and your family is also with me. You are with me, and your family members are with me. So then, we should try to become the like the family of the promised Messiah. And for that purpose, we have to raise our actions up to that level of the example which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has established for us. Otherwise, despite this blood relationship, the son of Noah was excluded from his family. Allah Almighty always enable us to such people who are submitting to Allah Almighty, submissive to Allah Almighty. In Kababir, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya is holding their Jalsa Salana. The Jamaat in Kababir is holding their Jalsa Salana today, and in Palestine and other countries, they are participating in that Jalsa. The Amir Sahib Kababir, he expressed his desire that in relation with reference to this Jalsa, something, some message, some name should be mentioned with reference to this Jalsa. So I will mention it briefly and give a message. I am mentioning about Wasse Makana Ka. So I would like to mention the Jamaat in Kababir regarding this one. That in the beginning, Allah Almighty enabled them to build a very beautiful mosque. And this is a very old mosque and a very prominent place. And every tourist that goes into that area, it attracts them all. And the pictures which I have seen it, that show a very beautiful picture, and those people who have seen it, they have mentioned like that. And through this, more and more ways of Tabligh are opened for them. On the year of Khilafat Jubilee, the Jamaat over there, they express the desire that the courtyard of this mosque, there is an open space there. We would like to build a spacious hall there, and some more buildings should be constructed which we need. So then I gave them the permission, but the plan which they made, that was actually too big, which apparently was too much than their expense, their resources. But Allah Almighty fulfilled this promise, His promise in this case. And the Amir Sahib has told me that in a miraculous way, this plan is now coming to its entire fulfillment. So always remember that every blessing of Allah Almighty, should always bring each and every Ahmadi to Allah Almighty with utmost feelings of gratitude, and his heart should be filled with gratitude, and then he should be fully submitting to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty make them like that. Amte al-Arabiya, through that Allah Almighty has expanded the ways of tabligh in the Arab countries, and in this the members of the Kababir Jamaat have played a very important role, and in so many ways their youngsters, they are helping in this noble pursuit, noble job. And similarly, some other Arab Ahmadis from other countries, they are also playing a very important role in it. Allah Almighty reward them, all of them, and best reward. And but every Ahmadi, they should always remember that this effort of yours and your successes, that these are not because of anything personal on your part, are not on your personal, not because of your personal abilities, but this is all because of the blessing of Allah Almighty, and because of the fact that the promises given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam by Allah Almighty, and because of the fact that the prayers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in relation to the Imam of this period of latter days, the fulfillment of that is the cause of that. And Allah Almighty has enabled us to fulfill the Imam of this age and all the Arab Ahmadis who have, those who have not made this point as a point of greatness that they are Arabs, but they always said, Samena wa Atana. They should always remember that that an Ahmadi and a true Mumin and Muslim, every new day in his life should be a day of progress in Iman and Taqwa, in his faith and righteousness. And the Promised Messiah has mentioned that if you are not increasing every day in this field, then you should analyze yourself. And in order to get this progress, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, remember his words which he has spoken, that we spent the day in fear and we spent the night with righteousness. And this increase in righteousness is the one, is that thing which is actually the objective of these gatherings. So therefore, with this firm commitment and promise, you should go back to your homes, and in order to achieve this objective, these days of Jalsa that you are going to spend there, that with this intention that we have to bring about a pious change and then make them a permanent regular part of our life, and we have to increase in righteousness. Always remember that our progress is linked with tabligh, with prayers, and with the help from Allah Almighty. So therefore, make these prayers a regular part of your life, and emphasize on this point of prayer, and dedicatedly you submit to Allah Almighty, then all your prayers, they will create such vibration in heavens, and they will bring about such revolutions which all the opponents of Islam and Ahmadiyyat, all these opponents will be brought at the feet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always remember that the time of the Messiah and the Mahdi is not the time of gun battle, but it is a time of bringing about the revolution through prayer. And these are the wording of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said Yazaul Harb. The Arabs are given a special knack of tabligh and tarbiyat. If through your pious changes and through your prayers, if you are decorating your lives like that and using these faculties, then you are going to have the extended reign of the blessings of Allah Almighty descending upon you. And Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam, you will see the message of Ahmadiyyat flourishing in Arab countries. So today it is our responsibility that we give the message to the Christians, that we should become the means of salvation for the Christians, and also telling them through their history and their teaching, we should be showing them the right path. And we should try to bring all these people at the feet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should do all the things for their welfare, and also the followers of other religions, and we should show them the ways of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And those people who do not believe in God Almighty, they should also be warned from the wrath of Allah Almighty, and we should try to save them. This is a great job which is for the betterment of the mankind, which has been entrusted to the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Imam Mahdi. So, O Khabab, the people living in Khababir and Arab Ahmadi Arab countries, so you are the most organized Jamaat in the Arab world. So become the helpers of the Messiah and Mahdi, and raising the slogan of Nahnu Ansarullah, we are the helper of Allah Almighty. You should be make up your mind and firmly committed to spread the message of Islam. Now the salvation lies in the accepting of the Imam of the age. If the Ahmadis of this time, if they truly understand their responsibility, so then you remember that as the Muslims in the earlier part of Islam, earlier phase of Islam, as they played a very important role in the spread of the message, in this age and time, this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the message of that Mahdi and Messiah, if you are going to play the important role in the spread of his message, you will be then connected with those people who were in the earlier part of Islam. Allah Almighty enable you and also enable me to understand this responsibility fully. Allah Almighty, all those people who are participating in Jalsa, they should become the recipient of all the prayers of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this Jalsa should bring immense blessing with it. And we may be able to see the flag of the Holy Prophet, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hoisting all over the world. Ameen. After Namaz-e-Jumma, Huzur says that I am going to lead certain Namaz-e-Janaza.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ جنازہ کو میں نے ذکر کیا ہے
The جنازہ which I mentioned, it's مکرم چودری فضل احمد صاحب Southern, he was Afsar Khazana of Southern Ajman Ahmadiyya Pakistan. He passed away on 7th of June as a result of heart attack. He was at 65. He passed. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. He passed away. He had this heart condition, but despite that, he was very actively, dedicatedly. He was always taking care of his work and coming to office on time and spending the time there. One day before his demise, he was in the office when he suffered this condition. He was taken to hospital, and after the test, the doctors admitted him there, and there the decree of Allah prevailed and he passed away. For last 25 years he was Afsar Khazana, and then he earlier on he dedicated his life and in private sector. Majlis Karpardas, Naib Nazir expenditure was he worked in these offices. He was very pleasant personality and very modest, and he was not hurting anyone, and very dedicated and devout, very closely attached to Khilafat, and repeatedly he used to become emotional But looking at his temperament, it appeared to me something strange. But perhaps he had the feeling that he may not be able to come and see again. Tahira Maryam is his daughter, who is in Germany. The second is Dr. Ataur Rahman Sahib of Sahiwal. He passed away on 5th of June. He also performed the Jamaat services in various ways. He was president of Sahiwal city, and he was Amir of the city, and also as a doctor, he was a very serving mankind, and he also established a hospital in his place. In 2003, he was given the award of Man of the Year. He was very dedicated in tabligh and used to perform this duty. And in cases related to Sahiwal, he was also playing his role in those. And there were four members of our community. They were given death penalty. He was very intelligent and very influential in the area, very dedicated, full of prayer, having a close attachment with Khilafat. Apart from his wife, six children he has left behind. One was there, the others are in Canada. Allah Almighty raise his station and enable the children to uphold the high standard of piety which he set up.
Ibadallahi rahimakumullah. Innallaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ